Heyo, this is Isaac, your host of the Missionaries and Misconceptions podcast. I'm so pleased to have you as a listener today. Our squad has been in Chiang Mai for about a month now. We've started to feel quite at home in this city and have continued to see God work in us and those we minister with, even in this warm and rainy season. Today, I'm sitting with my teammate and good friend, Logan.
What's up, guys? My name is Logan.
So we're going to go right to the questions here. Where are you from, Logan?
Sacramento, California.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to tell us about your home?
We are in a drought, always, even if they tell us that we're not.
What compelled you to go on the world race?
I think it had to be my serving heart. I, through leadership at school, basically all my life, I've learned to love serving others and putting others first. And that, put together with just going on a missions trip in 2017, really, it made me interested in doing missions after high school because I knew that college was not going to be, it was not the thing that was for me for after high school.
What did that journey of saying yes to God look like for you?
It was a little scary at times, but God really gave me peace throughout the whole thing. Once I felt called to go on the World Race mission, gap year mission trip, He just gave me this overwhelming peace and security that it was in His plan. So I knew if it's in His plan, like, there's nothing I need to worry about.
Yeah.
And that just guided everything along smoothly for the most part.
Awesome. On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you, Logan?
A 6.5.
Can you tell us about your role on the team?
I've been told, and I'm starting to believe myself, that I'm the mom of the group.
Why is that important?
A mom kind of make sure that everyone is healthy, surviving, having a good time, and they always have what's necessary for a successful day.
You've done really well, for sure, making sure everyone on the squad feels cared for, and I really appreciate that. Can you address one or two common misconceptions about mission work? Good. What has God been showing you most recently?
Most recently? I'd have to say it's just loving others. And that sounds pretty broad, but getting out of my comfort zone and making a step towards people that I wouldn't normally is something that God's really putting on my heart. A lot of street evangelizing and growing relationships here in Chiang Mai, and so sometimes it's tough to love on the sketchy characters on the street or just someone that you wouldn't normally talk to, but God has just been overflowing love into my life so that I may pour out to others.
That's so good. What's a hurdle you've had to overcome?
Okay, a hurdle. So this one took me a while to think about, but I'd have to say it is, a hurdle would be listening to God, even when you're feeling kind of numb, and that's something I've been struggling with a lot as I transitioned from at home to on the field. It's just a numbness of feeling and emotions and not feeling like mentioned earlier, just taking time with the Lord has been very fruitful in getting rid of that numb feeling that I've had, and the Lord has just been showering love to me from my teammates and my squad mates, so that's really helped.
Yeah. When you arrive in heaven, what would you like to hear God say? His mercy is awesome. As long as we turn back to Him, always forgiving and ready to give us another chance.
Just give me some little poetry snaps and then.
Can you give an encouraging word or piece of advice for current or future missionaries?
So, what I have to say for, I guess, people who are looking towards the mission field, as a possibility, is if you're feeling called at all, make the first step. And if it is God's will, and if it is what God wants to do in you, you'll become a missionary. It's kind of like my story. I took the first step. I was like, God, you haven't shown me that college is something that's for me. So I took a step, and He just kept providing and kept providing. So don't be afraid to take that first step so that God can work in you and show you more of what He has for you.
Yeah, that's solid. Logan, it truly has been great having you on our show. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Have an awesome rest of your day.
All right. Thank you all for joining and listening. I hope you all gained some wisdom and entertainment from this episode. And until next time, be blessed.